Stella Maris by Cormac McCarthy, performed by Julia Whalen and Eduardo Ballerini. Stella Maris, Black River Falls, Wisconsin. Established 1902. Since 1950, a non-denominational facility and hospice for the care of psychiatric medical patients.
October 27, 1972. Resident Unit. Case 72-118. Patient is a 20-year-old Jewish Caucasian female. Attractive. Possibly anorexic. Arrived at this facility 6 days ago, apparently by bus and without luggage. Admission signed by Dr. Wegner. Patient had a plastic bag full of $100 bills in her purse, something over $40,000, which she attempted to give to the receptionist. Patient is a doctoral candidate in mathematics at the University of Chicago and has been diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenic with a long-standing etiology of visual and auditory hallucinations. Resident of this facility on two prior occasions.
1.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cohen.
You're not the Dr. Cohen I was expecting.
Sorry about that. That would be Dr. Robert Cohen.
Yes, I guess there's no shortage of Dr. Cohens.
Probably not. How are you? Are you all right?
Am I all right?
Yes.
I'm in the loony bin.
Well, other than that, I suppose.
How long have you been doing this?
About 14 years.
You're going to record this?
I think that was the agreement. Is that all right?
I suppose. At the time, I thought you were somebody else.
It's not all right.
No, it's okay. Although I should say that I only agreed to chat, not to any kind of therapy.
Yes. Is there anything you'd like to ask me before we begin?
We have begun. Such as what?
Maybe you should tell me a little about yourself.
Oh, boy.
No?
Are we going to paint by the numbers?
I'm sorry?
It's all right. It's just that I'm naive enough to keep imagining that it's possible to launch these sorties on a vector not wrench, totally implausible by Kant.
It's what? My tone of voice?
It's all right. We'll do it your way. What the hell?
Well, I don't want to get off to a bad start. I just thought you might want to tell me a little about why you're here.
I didn't have any place else to go.
And why here?
I'd been here before.
Why originally, then?
Because I couldn't get into Coletta.
And why Coletta?
It was where they sent Rosemary Kennedy, after her father had her brain scooped out.
Do you have some connection with the family?
No. I didn't know anything about psychiatric centers. I just figured that if that was the place they'd come up with, it was probably a pretty good place. I think they scooped her brains out someplace else, actually.
You're talking about a lobotomy?
Yes.
Why did they do that to her?
Because she was weird and her father was afraid someone was going to fuck her. She wasn't what the old man had in mind.
Is that true?
Yes, unfortunately.
Why did you feel you had to go someplace?
You mean this time?
Yes, this time.
I just did. I'd left Italy, where my brother was in a coma. They kept trying to get my permission to pull the plug, to sign the papers. So I fled. I didn't know what else to do.
It was something you couldn't bring yourself to do? Take him off life support?
Yes.
Is he brain dead?
I don't want to talk about my brother.
All right, just tell me why he's in a coma.
He was in a car wreck. He was a race car driver. I really don't.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
About what?
Anything. About me, if you like. May I call you Alicia?
You want me to ask you about yourself?
If you like, yes.
You teach at the university?
At Madison, yes.
I know where the university is. You dress rather well for an academician.
Thank you.
It wasn't a compliment. You're not a psychoanalyst.
I'm a psychiatrist.
You're not an MD.
I am, in fact.
What else?
I'm married. I have two children. My wife runs a children's program for the city. I'm 43 years old.
What do you get up to when no one's looking?
I don't. And you?
I smoke an occasional cigarette. I don't drink or use drugs or take